Jesus said, "You're the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You're the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, Lord Christ. May the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be always acceptable, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I graduated from high school right outside Minneapolis and went to college down in Tennessee, so there was quite a distance. And one of the things that I felt very fortunate, my sister-in-law was selling an old car, and I thought, great, I got this. And it was a Dodge 64 Dodge 880. It was just, to me, I was in heaven. It was a monster. It was a tank. This thing was, and I figured that I was up in Minnesota and I had to drive to Tennessee, so it was all downhill, so I figured it'd be easy. But it was a push-button transmission, and it had a lot of play in the steering wheel. I could kind of go like this and still go in a straight line. It was just one of these, for me, I thought it was a cool thing. The gas mileage was by the feet, not by the mileage as well. But next to all the push-button transmissions was the radio buttons with my AM radio. It was not the high-tech cassette DVD at that point. It was one of the problems that this had was it also had a lot of play in the radio. So I would push a station, and I would wait for my song to come on, whatever it was, or for a song I really liked. But then it would always have a way of wandering, and I'd have to quick get the button pushed again to get my song. So for most of the song, I wasn't keeping a beat. I was keeping the radio on the thing. And it has a way of wandering. And there are a number of times I just gave up, and oftentimes the radio was not part of my life in that car. The gospel today speaks about the salt. We are the salt of the earth, the light of to the nations. And when the salt does not, it loses its saltiness, you just don't want to use it anymore. In the same way that you turn the radio off, it's not worth listening to it anymore. I have a lamp that I finally, after rewiring and doing everything, it goes on and off and it doesn't work, and then it got cracked in the base, and now it's not even worth it for a yard sale anymore. It's just to the dump. There are certain points when it doesn't work anymore. We have a spiritual gift that we have. We have within our very being, we have this light. We have a spark. We have an anointing by God. And it is important that we be aware of this. Oftentimes, much of the world gets us distracted for a number of different things will distract us. And what we view as being important in the eyes of God is not always important. Elections come and go, various family crises come and go. Most of the things that we feel are right or wrong really are more our opinions or things that make us look good or important. And God does not sit up in heaven waiting for us to find ways to make us important. That's just not part of the kingdom of God. In fact, when Jesus is saying you're the salt of the earth, he's saying very clearly, you're not the cook. You're not even the meat. You're the salt. So trying to get a perspective on our role in life. And so often I am the center of my world. But God is saying, no, be who you are and understand your gifts. What is important to me is not always important to God. And my youngest son, there was a mantra that we had for him is, God is God and you are not. Now get to your room. It was one of those things that he kind of felt he should control everything. It's important to understand because the gospel today has this beautiful passage. You're the salt of the earth, the light of the world, all these wonderful things. And then it turns around as only Jesus, you know, next sentence, boom, boom, ricochet. And I'm here to fulfill the law. If you're not as righteous, more righteous than the scribes and the Pharisees, you're not even getting to heaven. Wait a minute, I thought I'm the light of the world. I thought I'm the salt. This is what's happened here. And this is how what we perceive and what we understand is not always what God is intending. Most times when we think of sins that we have committed or things that I regret, I'm listing things that make me look bad. But what is the entirety of sin is what separates us from God. An example being a marriage. You have a husband and a wife. If the husband is madly in love with his wife, everything, this is, I feel, the luckiest guy in the world, but forgets maybe an anniversary. Usually the wife may kind of get, you forgot our anniversary, but it's not heartbroken over it, and it's more like a quirk, and life goes on very easily. Now, if the husband is distracted by everything else in the world and really is not paying attention to the wife at all, and it's kind of whether he really cares about his wife, but when it comes to anniversary time, whoa, big old presents. This is going to be lots of flowers. The first question is, what do you do? Why are you giving me all this stuff now? The relationship is really based on that love, that the anniversary or the gifts. It all comes from that point of love. We are to be in this relationship with God. And if we maybe miss an anniversary or a moment that we might want to remember, God's very understanding. But when we find ourselves reluctantly and, I suppose I got to do something for God, we're missing something in the same way, I suppose I've got to care for my granddaughter. I mean, it's a certain point, like, come on, this is just crazy. The source of life, that which is all that we are, the light that enlightens all things, is moving towards our life and our soul, moving from our very being. This is a source of our focus. And what we are called to do is not necessarily doing that much. The call is to be one with God, to find ourselves in that relationship with, like Paul saying, I'm preaching Jesus and that's it. I know Jesus Christ. This is the point, the experience of God in the world, part of that came to be with us, that God somehow is in the story of my life because of Jesus. This is why we're here. And then whatever we do comes from that, in the same way that if a husband and wife are madly in love, whatever they do comes from that place of their oneness. So too, we are called. And what we oftentimes mistake for the important things of the world, I could become governor, president, or senator, whatever the various roles might be, and still do nothing in the eyes of God. But I could be in a nursing home offering prayers, and I could be changing the world. The power of God comes from that understanding of rootedness with God. In the same way, the light that is turned on, it might enlighten the concert and the wonderful activities of what's going on in the world, or it might be the light that's on in the front of the house to welcome somebody back home, or to let people know that somebody's there. It could be the light in a lighthouse Now, there may not be any ships out at sea. There might be a ship out to sea. And that light that's out there lighting, that he may not know that that's in fact saving the life of somebody and saying, I need to be aware. Oh, this is, I know where I am and I've got to stay away from the shoals there. Unaware of what's going on, but still shining that light. So too with our prayer, with the being connected with God and taking that energy and holding that with intent is like that lighthouse. It is like that light that we oftentimes have no clue of the effects of our life. We do not need to know all the effects of our life. Just like the salt and the food, when it's being put in, it really may not know what this is going to be yet. But the effects of our prayer, by beginning and ending with that act of oneness and connecting with God in this world, transforms our world. And what is important in this arc of God is what God is looking at. What is important in the life of the arc of the news cycle is a very different thing. I have noticed that CNN has breaking news every 20 minutes. And it is every day, it is a historic day on a news cycle. And that this day will be remembered. And we, you know, tune in for the next version of what's going to be historic. When in fact, after 500 historic days in a row, we realize that maybe it's what is historic. The historic begins and ends with the history of God in our life. That's why we come back and our worship is so crucial. Our worship and recentering ourselves again and putting ourselves back on that station and to make sure that it is located clearly on that station to hear the song of God in our life. When we find it's always wandering and always needing what's going on, there's something wrong. If we find ourselves in tune with God and things happening, then hey, this is good, this is good. But the purpose and the call of our life in God is what we're about. And I preach this really fervently because we're beginning the cycle of a presidential year in which a riptide is coming through and we do not make stands on any candidate. Please get involved, go to the caucus coming up. But here we are all gathered together, and I hope that there is somebody for every candidate represented in this parish. I want to hear perspectives. I want to learn. But that is a blip of history. We are here and reminded that there's something much larger than a distraction of the moment, and that is our purpose with God. Centering our life on the call of who we are. And from that, all action makes sense. And it may not seem like it is making any difference at all. And yet I know that time and time again, if you get a grandparent praying for a grandchild or a nun praying for a student at a Catholic school, just give up at that point. Prayers are heard by God. And if you take, and it could be, I want to just try this out. I'm just going to be, you know, picking a child in the parish or in the community that walks by my house, and I'm just going to start praying for that child every day. Picking a place in the same way as coming back to worship is reminding ourselves, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm about. This is where it begins, and this is where it continues. How do I keep that lamp lit? How do I keep that sharp call out into the water is by paying attention and calling and hearing and seeing the reaction of God in my life. All else will fall into place. Amen.